We have a producer on the line immediately now from a Phoenix television station, Steve, and he wants to talk with you as well. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. So tell me a little bit about what you folks are doing at the KTVK.
All right. Well, we had a photographer, we had a ton of photographers out that Monday night, June 14th, and one of them was coming down off the mountain and happened to see these mysterious lights in the sky. He turned around, went back up the hill, pulled out his camera, and started shooting. And so we've got about 2 minutes of this video of these lights, and we see these lights slowly. There's eight of them in a string, not a straight, not a curvy string, but a pretty jagged string of lights. And all one by one, all eight of them slowly blink out and finally disappear.
Wow, George. You know, this is great to hear the KTVK producer calling, because as we talked about before, other sightings and, you know, hearing a credible television station telling us that one of their videographers got this. Wow. I'd like to hear more.
Are you doing some analysis of this?
Yes. We took the video the very next day. I mean, immediately digitized it and sent it to a lab here in Phoenix to be analyzed. And in the meantime, of course, I'm making tons of phone calls to, you know, the FAA, the airports, the NORAD even, and the Air Force bases and all of that. And, you know, what we got was supposedly some people saw these lights Sunday night, the night before.
That's an interesting report.
I haven't been able to confirm that. I haven't heard that for myself, but there was a report that someone saw some lights that night. The Air Force Base told me that they did indeed have some training missions out both Monday night and Tuesday night where they were dropping flares. Whether that's true, whether that's, you know, a cover story, I've heard that tossed about, you know, we never know. But we are having this video analyzed, and it so far, the lights that we've got, both the patterns of the color and the way they reflect or shine in the sky, they appear to match the profile of flares.
Oh, that's interesting. And I was going to wonder about the KTVK producer. When are they going to show that, or have they already shown that in Phoenix television right now?
We showed a very brief clip last week, I think on Wednesday or Thursday night. But once we get some more analysis done, and we want to talk to the photographer of yours, Dr. Sky, also. So once we do that, then we will be able to put on a more complete report to say, this is what you saw, this is what we've had done to it. You know, we didn't want to just jump on the air and say, hey, look at this, what do you think it is?
Absolutely. To do the responsible thing. And, George, it's interesting, too. Rob Kretkowski had contacted Luke Air Force Base, and they kind of, I guess I'll say it, they were kind of saying, oh, no, here we go again with not another Phoenix Light story. But they seemed to indicate that there were no activities going on at the time that they told us about at all. So this is interesting. The story just gets bigger and bigger.
Conflicting. Here's one more witness, maybe the only one we have time for, Steve, but you're getting a lot of them.
Well, we sure.
First-time caller line. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Great. We are fine, thanks.
Good. I live in Goodyear, Arizona, which is a suburb southwest of Phoenix.
Yes.
And I teach a class at a local college, and my wife and I were coming home from myself teaching about 8:30. And as we were driving south, because we live south over the Estrella Mountains, we could see about seven of them. I counted about seven orange lights. And they caught my attention because, you know, I've driven this road for a few months now, and that set of lights had never been there. And I grew up in northern Arizona, and they do a lot of controlled burns.
Yes.
And I thought that that's what it was because, you know, there's a lot of mountain ranges through there. And as we kept going, there were people pull off to the side of the road looking at it, and I said, those aren't burns. And they stood there, or they hung in the air for about maybe a good 10, 15 minutes before we lost sight of them because we have to go through the mountains to get to the community we live in, and when we got on the other side of the mountain range, they had disappeared.
Well, as you know, Estrella Mountain Ranch, the community that's on the other side of the mountain, so you're looking over toward what, the Luke Air Force Base direction or the Palo Verde plant?
We live south of Luke Air Force Base and south, about east of Palo Verde, and they were too far south. They looked to me like they were over the community of Gila Bend, which is a community of about 40 miles southwest of Phoenix.
Right. Well, that's an amazing sighting. So simply they were bright enough that you could not mistake this in the sky.
No. And added to that, I saw one ball last night because, you know, I travel back on Mondays and Wednesdays for my class. I saw one ball last night, and then on the other night, last Wednesday, we saw three.
That's something. Well, are they flares? Are they our own aircraft? Are they extraterrestrial? Stephen Cates, will we ever find out this time?
Well, George, I'll tell you, this is a good start here because we're going to continue to investigate this. And maybe in a future edition, we can talk about some suggestions that we have, something simply like a Citizens Council of Sightings where the military, the civilian population, maybe we can have these local town meetings in cities and maybe just get the skinny on this stuff from the military, even if they do flares. Maybe they'll announce that they did them 2 days ago and thus dismiss or help us to understand the true origin of these most fascinating sightings in the last week or so.